Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong.
She's strong.
Of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve, when you really believe, the force behind every
your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the world you are listening to us from. We welcome you to Walking in Power. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I welcome you to our sixth season, where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. That would be a great Christmas gift. It can be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I am so excited about our special guest today, Tim Montgomery of the Tim Montgomery Band. You've been listening to his Christmas music all week, and we're going to go right into Christmas with it. You just wait till you hear his testimony, his story, and how God has been using him throughout the years in music ministry. If you would like to share your project, business, product, or ministry on Walking in Power, please consider being one of our advertisers or sponsors. You can email us at walkinginpower@women-of-power.org. That's walkinginpower@women-of-power.org for affordable marketing opportunities. Now, we're going to hear some more music from Tim Montgomery and the Tim Montgomery Band.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Tim Montgomery Band, I tell you, that is just amazing, awesome. Tim and his family reside in McDonough, Georgia. He's been married to his wife, Karen, for 24 years, been involved in the ministry since 1966. He's held the offices of co-pastor, music and worship leader, Sunday school teacher, and also served as youth secretary and youth president of a Pentecostal organization and pastor for many years. Tim, he's a father. His son and daughter make music together. They minister to the heart and souls of all walks of life. They travel to various churches and functions to minister music and words. Landon has been playing the drums since he was 2 years old. Alexis has been playing the bass guitar for over 6 years. Some of their performances include television stations, Grover Went to Wonderland at Turner Field in Atlanta, Lil Scrappy's new reality show, talk show, and Stop the Violence at the Tupac Shakur Center ceremony with Congressman John Lewis. I tell you, they have been all over. I had a grand opportunity of meeting them at WATC TV 57. They were our guests last year for our holiday Christmas special, and they're back again this year. Would you please welcome with me Tim Montgomery? Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing, Dr. Relliford?
I'm excited to have you. I'm excited to have you. How have you been? How's everything going?
We've been doing real good. Just staying busy, and God's just still opening doors for us. We're really excited. And first, I want to let your audience know that it's such a privilege for us to be on your radio program, and as it was last year, since we met you, we just fell in love with you and really appreciate your spirit and the great work that this show and your ministry is doing across the land and the airways and everywhere you go. And I see you a lot on Facebook and in different areas, and I'm just grateful for your boldness and that you get out there and do something for God in this messed up world today. And but it's just
thank
a privilege
you
to
so
be
much.
With you. You're very
well, thank
welcome.
You
privilege
so much.
To be with you.
Oh, we fell in love with you and your family as well. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, tell us, how did you get started in music?
Well, I guess I can blame that on my mother. She just got me started playing. She used to be in the church as a pastor now. Dad pastored it for 40 years. Granddad pastored it for many years before that, too. And she was the music director there when Dad was pastoring, and so listening to her play and getting involved, and Dad would have me to play the guitar and the piano sometime when I was 6 years old and sing before the church, and so we just, that's how we started, and it was of course Pentecostal background, and in the choir that my mom led, she kind of drew from the black community. And I guess that's why a lot of my stuff is leans toward more soul and jazzy and pop style, because that was kind of inbred in me. And and I just had such a heart for it. And she just encouraged, and some of the other older musicians in the church encouraged me to play. And then as I grew and, of course, got married and had children, I sort of passed that on to them. But it's, I guess like the bio said, from 65, 66 when I first started.
Wow. My son and my daughter are percussionists, and my daughter sings with me from time to time. But I know you've worked with a lot of great musicians. What's it like
right.
to have your children as part of your band?
It's probably the greatest experience that I've ever had. I've had a lot of, like you say, a good experience with a lot of great musicians and singers, and I wouldn't trade that for the world, but just to have my family, my children, and that's unusual, and we get a lot of comments today or wherever we go, because they're kind of shocked that young kids, teenagers, are going to play with their elder father, and but it's just, we've never had a problem in that field, and they love it. They don't want to do anything else. But it's a joy to be able to know that we can sit down and play together. Everything we do together. We even own a couple of businesses that we work together. We've been doing this since they were little bitty things, and so just about everything we do together, and it's a privilege to do that.
One thing I would like to say, not only can I tell that they enjoy what they're doing, they are very poised, they are professional, and they are very mannerable and anointed. They carry themselves as such a professional young man and young lady. So I tell you and your wife are doing an amazing job as parents.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And I give credit to the Lord. We do. Me and my wife both give credit to the Lord because we stick by the Word of God. And in everything that we do, we try to, you know, look into the Word and see if that's the way that, see which way we're supposed to go, because we believe in the Word. We know that's the way it's supposed to be done. And everything, a lot of things in the world today is so diverse from the Bible, and I believe that's why we're having such major turmoil and crisis and issues. But we have just really just bit the bullet and just tried to stay with the Word no matter what circumstance. And, you know, a lot of times we're accused of being a little overprotective, but I would rather do that and just, you know, preserve them the best that we can, because one day they're going to get older and grown and move out on their own, and they need that foundation.
You're right. You're right. One thing you said is that this world has become so open. It seems as though we're compromising, and I think that's one of the problems. But with you being a pastor and a musician for so many years, what do you see the church today lacking in as far as music?
Well, I think there are a lot of good churches with a lot of good music, and I have to give them credit for that. But there's a reason for that, and I think that it's that the churches that have great musicians and music are the churches that respect their musicians and music that they do. And I think that what the church really needs to do is to reach out, not just to the church, but, you know, church members come, and I know that's the place to where church folks will meet, but we have a lot of visitors, a lot of guests that come in that don't know the Lord, that's hurting and struggling, and they're not used to our Jesus on the Mainline songs and things like that, our traditional songs, which I still love and we still play. But, you know, like Jesus did, he always met the crowd on their level. And so I think if the churches would meet the crowd on the level of the crowd and minister to all walks of life, not just the young, not just the old, but the sinner, the saved, and everybody, and try to reach out and branch out to different types and styles of music. And because you're going to have all types of people. And if we focus on one type of group, then we're not going to be able to reach the way that the Lord wants us to reach. He didn't just call us to reach one type of people. He's called us to reach the lost. And who are lost? That's all kinds of people. And I think, number one, if the church, the leadership of the church, will respect their musicians and the burden of the musicians, because in the Bible, music was a very vital part of the establishment of the then church, so to speak. It was very important. David played the harp, and you know, it talks about in heaven the music, and so they will respect the musicians, and then allow the musicians to express their burden, and then they would reach every type of people. That has seemed to work well for us.
One thing I've noticed with your band is that you play different genres of music.
Right.
How has that worked for you over the years? Because I just love it. I tell you, I love it.
Do you really?
I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to be put in a box where I can only play one type of music. And then you're right, as you said, you're only reaching one type of person. How did God give you that to be able to play the different genres and still be relevant?
Well, I'm not real sure. I think that through the years, before I even actually got into church, you know, I was raised in church, but then you know how I just lost touch and got out. I played different styles. I played for rock bands. I played for jazz bands. I played for country. I played bluegrass. I played just about every type of music.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God began to move on me and draw me back toward the church, when I felt in my spirit that that's what I would do, because I knew what it was like to be in church and hear the good old hymns, but I also knew what it was like and the feelings that you get when you're in the world hearing all this other different stuff. And Satan is using the different style music to reach the different style people. And I thought, well, why can't we do this for God? Why can't we pull some of those styles and put Christian words to them and write some of the stuff, which we're doing, and give it to the different ones. And some churches we'll go to the majority of our churches are the black churches or the black events that we go to, and we have plenty of music for that style. But there are some churches we go that they prefer country, more on the country level. And so we try to meet the need of the specific audience that we're playing for, and that can be mm-hmm. quite a bit of a challenge, because I love to play all of our songs, and there are some churches that just want to hear everything that we do, the rock, the country, the soul, right. All of that, and that's a really fun place to go when you get that, but it works well. We just have to kind of fill it out and play it by ear and do a lot of praying.
Right, and that's what I agree. Prayer is the answer, and it will open the doors and open the hearts of people as well. And I tell you, some people that may not like it, you can probably see their foot tapping. So this is good. It's good music. I'm telling you, you all play amazing music.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, because it is right. I mean, we are misunderstood, you know. I hear a lot of my church people, not my church, but some of my friends, you know, they just, well, Montgomery is losing touch with God. But that's not true. And a lot of times I sound like a broken record when I get on this bench talking in this direction, that we're just trying to reach the lost. We're trying to do something for the kingdom that seems to be working. And though we're misunderstood, that can be a lonely and a testing time for us, because, you know, nobody wants to be rejected. And it almost comes to the point, when I say prayer, we do a lot of that. It almost comes to the point to where I'm thinking, God, I trust you and I know you know what you're doing, but do I know what I'm doing? Am I really hearing you? You know, we go through that. I do anyway. My kids and wife pick me up on that area a lot of times. But that's just where the prayer comes in, to help us, to help me to see that, hey, that man didn't call you. God called you. So do what God told you to do, and let the chips fall where they may.
Amen. Amen. So do you see, since we're on this conversation, do you see your band different than the current day musicians?
I guess to some degree, being that we do play so many different styles, and I guess that would be the most different. And we don't really try to be or sound like anybody else. We just kind of have our own little sound, I guess. And I appreciate all musicians in what they do, trying to do for the kingdom of God. But I guess we are, due to the variety that we do.
Yeah. It's amazing. What enticed you to record Have Yourself a Merry Christmas?
I just always liked it. There's so many versions and artists that have done that song. And me, I like the old Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra mm-hmm. styles with the big orchestra and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of jazzed ours up a little bit to kind of make it a little more modern. But I just have always liked that song. And this is a time of giving, a time of thanksgiving. And so I just wanted to use that, Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, to express to people and give them something to listen to, and just try to encourage people of that. But I believe it's not just this time of the year that we need to, you know, have a merry day and a good day. I think we should express that all the time. But I just love good Christian and wholesome Christian Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. I think inspirational music, in whatever genre it is, it brings mm-hmm. it brings peace to our souls. It brings peace to our
absolutely.
Souls. We're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we're going to come back because I got a question to ask Pastor Tim Montgomery. Now a word from one of our sponsors.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International.
We're looking forward to seeing all of you there. I'll be there along with some other powerful women of God. We're going to have an amazing time. So just look for Kingdom Girls Empowerment. You can find it on Facebook, all the contact information. Well, Pastor Tim, we hear so much about purpose and destiny meeting together. I want to ask you, what is the purpose of your music ministry?
The purpose of our music ministry is just to reach every one that we can. We're not directed, as we said earlier, toward just one type or one situation, but we just want to be able to walk into a place and minister. And we have had the open doors to do this. We play in churches. We played weddings. We played funerals. We have played secular events. And so that's exactly what our purpose is. We gear our songs and write our songs for that so that we can draw from the pool of songs that we have and minister to the need that is needing to be ministered to at that particular time. And so it takes a balance. It takes a lot of prayer because sometimes you just got to get your foot in the door. You can't go ramming Jesus down people's throat. Sometimes mm-hmm. you've got to, like you said, wholesome. All of our songs are inspirational and Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we sing the songs that don't necessarily say the name Jesus Christ, but it has his mm-hmm. morals and his principles behind them. You know, giving people encouragement, helping them to love, helping them to come together, reminding them that they can have a great day or a good day and things of this sort. So then we get our foot in the door and then they can maybe our light and life will shine to them and then get the opportunity to minister Jesus' name, Jesus, to them. And so the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise, and we have really prayed to try to be that type of soldier for God. God, whatever door you open up, we want to walk through that. We don't want to open them ourselves or try to.
Right.
But we want to walk through the doors that you open, and then you have enough sense and wisdom to know how to do that.
That's right. That's right. How does our audience get in touch with you, contact you for engagements or whatever?
Well, we're on Facebook. That's the main one that we use. We have, we're on YouTube, and our website is timmontgomeryband.com, and then timmontgomeryband@gmail.com.
Okay. And they can purchase your CDs there?
Yes, they can.
Great. We definitely want that Christmas CD to get out there. I mean, this has been absolutely amazing. What would you say? We're gonna go out with Go Tell It on the Mountain. But I just want to say thank you again for coming. And if you had to give just a brief word to someone to encourage them, what would you say?
I would say this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. It's your choice. The day is already made. You just make up your mind to whatever you deal with, make it a good day. Just choose the good day. Accept what God has given to you. Go on. He's in control.
Amen. Thank you again. We've been talking today to Tim Montgomery of the Tim Montgomery Band. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this particular broadcast, right after the program, you can go to women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon, and you'll be able to hit the replay and share it with someone. Thank you again. We're going to go out with Go Tell It on the Mountain, and you'll be hearing more from the Tim Montgomery Band on next week as we leave right up until Christmas. Again, Walking in Power, I'd like to say Merry Christmas, and whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Oh, silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that held our Savior's birth. Oh, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent our salvation on that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.